Good day, friends. It's the 13th of March, and it happens to be a Friday. The day around us looks windy at the moment, with the possibility of rain or a small few fronts coming in the next few days. How the seasons can change rapidly around us. But the weather still looks warm. There are a lot of things changing around us at the moment, but in the middle of these things, which can seem overwhelming, we stop and to rest our bodies and our minds in the presence of God, to be assured of our place and our connection with Him and with creation, and to allow our body just to be in His presence. Hit pause, friends. We pick up the story in Exodus towards the end of chapter 5, beginning at verse 22 and going into Exodus 6. It's fascinating. As I read this, I think it's time to have courage, or you could say, in Moses' case at the moment, a failure of nerves. But let's consider what the text will say to us. Moses returned to the Lord and said, "Why, Lord, have you brought me trouble on this people? Is this why you sent me? Ever since I went to Pharaoh to speak your name, he has brought trouble on this people, and you have not rescued us at all." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Now you will see what I will do to Pharaoh. Because of my mighty hand, he will let them go. Because of my mighty hand, he will drive them out of this country." God said to Moses, "I am the Lord," and this is the term Yahweh, "I am the Lord. I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty." And that term is El Shaddai. "But by my name, the Lord, Yahweh, I did not make myself fully known to them. I also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, where they resided as foreigners. Moreover, I have heard the groaning of the Israelites, whom the Egyptians are enslaving, and I have remembered my covenant. Therefore say to the Israelites, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. I will free you from being slaves to them. I will redeem you with an outstretched hand and with a mighty axe of judgment. I will take you as my own people. I will be your God. Then you will know that I am the Lord, Yahweh, your God, El, who brought you out from under the hand or the yoke of the Egyptians, and I will bring you to the land I swore with an uplifted hand and give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. I will give it to you as a possession. I am the Lord." Moses reported this to the Israelites, but they did not listen to him because of their discouragement and harsh labor. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Go tell Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, to let the Israelites go out of this country." But Moses said to the Lord, "If the Israelites will not listen to me, why would Pharaoh listen to me, since I speak with faltering lips?" Well, a failure of nerve at this present time for Moses, and he returns to that initial complaint. I am not a good speaker. I don't have confidence to express all these truths that you want me to do. The comfort of our weakness, the protection blanket that we often fall back to when we have a considerable test ahead of us. We certainly want to run to what is comfortable for us instead of trusting in Yahweh, our Heavenly Father, trusting in El Shaddai, the Lord Almighty, who's made himself clear in creation. We see a lot of difficult things taking place. And I think it's a time to not lose hope or to not lose trust in the God who loves us. And you're remembering last year in our preaching series at Como, we used the phrase from John 10:10. The evil one comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but I have come that you might have life and have it to the full. So there's some words for us to take hold of in our time, that Jesus wants to give us life to the full in the same way that Yahweh wanted to give a fullness of life to the Israelite people and to pull them out of oppression or hardship and suffering. So may that be our desire, to trust the Lord Jesus, that he will give us fullness of life that he has planned for us, and to dwell in that space, to be cautious with how we live our life, but to be confident. We recognize that suffering and disease is at the hand of the evil one. But we give credit to the life-giving opportunity by faith in him and by wise counsel and wise living. May we be encouraged, friends. Proverbs chapter 7, verses 1 to 4. My son, and that could be son and daughter, keep my words, store up my commands within you. Keep my commands and you will live. Guard my teachings as the apple of your eye. Bind them on your fingers. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Say to wisdom, you are my sister. And to insight, you are my relative. Are there rich words to claim the good, the truth, the words of God that bring life, to dwell on them, to call them your close companion, your brother and your sister and your relative, put them on your heart, the words of hope, the words of comfort, the words of protection. So the Lord has given us his word, and quite often we want to dwell on the negative things of this world, which are ever present. But may you be encouraged to use his word to bind them on your mind and your thoughts. Guard the my teachings as the apple of your eye. There's a sense of joy and hope in that, in the word of God, in the hope that we have in him to shine in this situation. So whatever you're facing today, I encourage you to take texts of encouragement, words of wisdom, speak them over your life and over your children, over your home, over the church, over your workplace. We're not to be ignorant of the difficulty around us. And we recognize that the evil one is at work. But to take the life of God, Yahweh, El Shaddai, the provider or our great God, into the world. And to don't do what Moses did here. Fall back in fear of faltering lips. Speak words of confidence and empowerment that God has given you in your life today, in your context. God bless, friends. I look forward to seeing you or speaking to you on Monday. Remember, over this weekend, try and sit in the stillness of the Lord for a considerable block of time. God bless.